Godhead Paramahamsa Prithivirajakacharya Stotarasita Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki. His Khan Founder Acharya's Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. This is text number 27. Tasmin tadalabhya rucher mahamate. Tasmin tadalabhya labda rucher mahamate. Priya shravasyas. Alita Matir Mama Priya Shravasya Chalita Matir Mama Yayaham Metat Sada Satsvamaya Yayaham etad sad asat svamayaya Pashe mahi brahmani kalpitam pare Pashe mahi brahmani kalpitam pare Tasmin tadat Labyad labda rucher mahamate priya shravasya alita matir mama mayaham etat sada satsvamayaya Pashe mahi brahmani kalpitam pare. Tasmin tadabhya rucher mahamate. Priyas prabhaschak. Mama. Yaham etat sada satsvamayaya Tasmin tata labhya rucher mahamate. Tirmanama. Ladies, please. Tasmin, it being so. Tada, at that time. Labda, achieved. Ruche, taste. Mahamate, O great sage. Priya Shravasi, upon the Lord. Askalita mati, uninterrupted attention. Mama, mine. Yaya, by which. Aham, I. Etat, all these. Sat, asat, gross and subtle. Svamaya, one's own ignorance. Pashe, see. Mayi, in me. Brahmani, the supreme. Kalpitam, is accepted. Pare, in the transcendence. Translation. O great sage, as soon as I got a taste for the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I accepted gross and subtle coverings for both the Lord and I are transcendental. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. And in all Vedic literatures, the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Whenever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes is itself transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and His transcendental pastimes. To become associated with the supreme light is to dissipate all ignorance. By ignorance only, the conditioned soul wrongly thinks that both he and the Lord are products of material nature. But in fact, the personality of Godhead and the living beings are transcendental, and they have nothing to do with the material nature. When ignorance is removed and it is perfectly realized that there is nothing existing without the supreme, without the personality of Godhead, then nescience is removed. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanations from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. the gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleansing the temple, or making obeisances, etc. The path of archana, or worshiping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting his name, etc. All such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service, but simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead as it was developed in Narada Muni by hearing is highly effective. Om Agyana Tamadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. This purport is full of nectar. These instructions in this chapter are full of nectar. Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada starts off the purport. Krishna, Surya, Sama, Mayahaya, Andhakara. Think about the Back to Godhead magazine. This is written at the top. Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. Imagine this. So many years, so many births in the material world, and now we're in the human form of life. 8,400,000 species of life. Imagine. So many births. And now we are fortunate to come to the level of being able to understand who is God, who is Krishna. Krishna meaning all attractive. God is all attractive. We're extremely fortunate in that way. This New Dwarka Dham, this ISKCON society that Srila Prabhupada has set up for us, this international society for Krishna consciousness, is not just some ordinary place. Sitting in this temple room right now, looking at all of you, you are not ordinary people. Everyone here and everyone on the internet have made a choice to want to find out who is Krishna. What is the purpose of human life? And so we're all here associating together, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We're all here in the morning together, chanting Krishna's holy name, purifying ourselves. So where there may have been ignorance in the beginning, upon waking up, we may not feel so fired up. But coming and associating with devotees and chanting Krishna's name, that mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. is giving us the ability to cleanse our hearts and to change our vision. Archana, worshiping the deities. This is not ordinary here. And people are watching very closely what we do. Sometimes when we're outside getting Mahaprasadam, we see neighbors or people that are parking their cars and then coming, walking back to their cars. They'll stop and they'll look. Maybe they've seen us before. Maybe not. And so they're judging us. They're saying, well, who are these people? So behavior is very important. And we're learning how to behave properly. Coming to the morning program, chanting our rounds, our 16 rounds, following the four regulative principles. This gives us amazing strength to change our character. So by changing our hearts, naturally our world is going to change. And we'll become happy. And we'll become happier. So when we woke up this morning, it was very cold. Maybe it was a bit of a challenge to get up. To go bathe. And to come to the temple. Maybe it was a bit of a challenge. But gradually, notice what happened. All the cobwebs, all the dust, our vision changes. The way we feel changes. Because this process works. And especially when we're in association of wonderful devotees. As I look around, I see devotees here who have helped with translating Srila Prabhupada's books. I see devotees here who distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. I see the cooks who cook so nicely with so much love for the deities. I see those pujaris who are here and who dress the deities so amazingly. I'm going to ask everyone to turn their attention to the right and look at the deities and focus in on just something, one item, one something that during the day today, if someone approaches them and says, what did you notice? What did you remember? What is unique about the deities this morning? You're going to say, and whatever it is that just kind of strikes you at this moment, whether it be the flowers in the turbans, or whether it be the color of the dress, or how the garlands on the parampara match what the deities are wearing. Something. Take a moment during the day today, maybe before you take prasadam, and just take a moment and remember something special, something unique about the deities today. Something that happened today that was different than other days. So when we woke up this morning, it was cold. It was dark. But as that verse says, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar, where Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Imagine, we're sitting here, we're chanting. And it's dark. If you look through these little windows, it was dark. And I remember this morning, I was looking up and it was dark. And then I was reading a few more paragraphs. And I looked up and suddenly it was like the dimmer switch, the light just... And all of a sudden, the darkness started to dissipate. And so now if you look outside, there's no more darkness. The sun is out. And you can see what's out there. Whereas when it's dark, you may look outside. We may look outside and we can't see what's beyond the corner practically. So by hearing attentively with rapt attention in the association of devotees, suddenly we get to see things how they are. We get to see reality. We have certain filters and we see things with the wrong color glasses. Just like jaundice, right? Anybody who's a jaundice, they can attest to this. They can say that, yeah, you have the, your vision is, you don't see things clearly because of the jaundice. And even when you taste something sweet, like sugar candy, or you could imagine even that cake that we had yesterday for that breakfast, so much sweet. But you can imagine if you have jaundice, it doesn't taste sweet at all. Rupa Goswami, he supports this in the seventh verse of the Nectar of Instruction. Very fond of this. I quote this verse a lot in class. Syat Krishna Nama Chari Ta Di Saptavidya Pito Pitasya. No, Pito Pitapa. Whoops. I just lost it. Masina. I don't want to quote it wrong. Rochikanu. Sadvi Kramad Bhavititad Gula. Something mantri. Sadvi Kramad Bhavititad Gadahula mantri. I don't know how I got to this page, but okay. So, by carefully chanting, gradually these sweet names, they arise within our tongue. Just like taking sugar candy. That's the way that we can get rid of jaundice, by taking sugar candy. So by chanting, and it's quite a simple process. Think, we're just chanting Hare Krishna, and we're dancing and chanting in kirtan, and taking Krishna prasadam, such a simple process, but it can be a bit of a challenge, but just continually trying, then our vision starts to change. I was speaking to someone yesterday at the Sunday feast, and she was explaining to me about a certain vision that she has from her past experiences of religion. But the answer is, step by step, just take baby steps. Carefully chant Hare Krishna, read Srila Prabhupada's books, do this with an association of devotees. Gradually, our vision changes, our heart changes. And we want to destroy this ignorance at the root. Just like sometimes in the grass over here, a weed will fructify. You can't just cut it with the lawnmower or clip it at the top, because it will just keep coming. No, we have to go to the source. We have to go to the root and pull it out. Then that particular weed will not come back. So we're gardeners here. We're pulling out the roots. From the roots, we're pulling out the weeds. And this is the place that we're doing it, right here in New Dwarka. So it's important also to protect the integrity of where we live. and give people Krishna consciousness. Serving devotees. This is another important. By serving the Vaishnavas, we'll become ecstatic by service, by developing that service attitude. A few days ago, we heard in class, one devotee said that we don't serve Krishna directly. Krishna said, we do serve Krishna directly, but we're serving his devotee first. So, one who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But one who says he is the devotee of my devotee, the servant of my servant, then he is my devotee. So hearing of the Lord's pastimes, think about this one. By hearing the Lord's pastimes, by hearing Krishna book, by hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are actually associating with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imagine that. What a privilege and an honor it is to be able to do this in this lifetime. Nice to look around here, right? It's such a privilege to be in the association of all of you wonderful devotees. Because to do it by myself, for one to try to execute Krishna consciousness by themselves, that's a bit of a challenge. But when you do it with other devotees, then that's where the faith comes from, as it says in the third verse in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Faith comes from association of devotees. And imagine also, many sticks together are very difficult to break. If you have one stick, it breaks very easily. But many sticks is very difficult. So serving the Vaishnavas, being very careful about committing offenses. We have to be on guard. And this is how, imagine, we have a garden. So we have to be very careful in that garden and not to, you know, let those weeds strangle the Bhakti Lata Beach. Because if it does, we'll lose our taste. And then we start looking at people differently and making offenses. And so hearing very carefully with rapt attention, this is the beginning of our success. As that verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Hearing, chanting, remembering. If we don't remember, then we cannot, we forget why we're here and what we're doing. We're declaring war on Maya. We're declaring war on the illusory energy of the Lord. And again, as I was reminded by one very senior devotee this morning, he was discussing some of this purport with me. And he said, it's an honor and a privilege to be serving here in New Dwarka. It's a privilege and an honor to be in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON society. So that's something grateful to remember today as we're going on in our day, as we're going on performing devotional service ecstatically. that this is definitely an honor and a privilege to be worshiping these deities here in this temple. And because of that, everyone else that's here in this room, you are all very, very, very special people. So, this chanting, this is the light. Srila Prabhupada's books, this is the light. So if we're ever feeling a little in darkness, we just have to plug in to chanting, hearing, chanting, and remembering. When we forget Krishna, then that's where the trouble starts. Okay, so it's 8:10. I'd like to stop here, see if anyone has any comments or questions. I think next time I'll bring the microphone up here so I can just hand it off. Right? You should just keep the microphone in your pocket. You always have such nice questions. Yes, Prabhu.
Wondering, in the beginning of the class, you mentioned this human form of life is very rare out of 8,400,000 species. I've also heard there's 400,000 species of humans. So can you elaborate on that? And what are those different species and where are they?
I had a feeling I was going to be asked this question. The 400 human species of life, yeah, there's so many different types of human species of life. Okay, maybe I can get some help on this one because I don't have a concrete answer on this one. And I prefer not to kind of speculate or... Okay, the question is, Maharaj, is that there's 8,400,000 species of life. So we know there's 8 million of so many non-human species of life. There's 400,000 human species of life. So you want to know, you want me to elaborate a little, how is it there's 400,000 human species of life? Right? And what are those human species of life? You want to give him the microphone, please? Okay. Okay. Okay, so you're saying that Srila Prabhupada said, Brajapati Prabhu said, that Srila Prabhupada says in his purports that there's 400,000 different consciousnesses of levels of human species, levels of consciousness. Okay. And because when you were asking the question, I was thinking that, you know, there's some people have a much higher level of thinking, whereas if we look at out here, sometimes, you know, out on Venice Boulevard, let's say, you know, we see a different level of how people think. And some people are under the influence of intoxications. They're still humans, but they're at a certain level. So I was kind of thinking in the same way that there's different people are on different levels. But what you're saying definitely supports.
So it's not that there's humans on other planets.
There are humans on other planets.
Not.
He wants. The question is: are there humans on other planets? So your point, Prabhu, was that, Savasprabhu, was that there's humans forms in the higher planets and also in lower planets. What was the word you used? Subterranean? Subterranean. Okay. Maharaj, did I see you waving? Did you? Can you give him the microphone, please? Thank you.
First of all, on the last point about in the higher planets, are they humans? Well, they're all described as humans. We go to Indraloka, we go to Chandraloka, we go to all of these, they're described as having human forms. Of course, with our present vision, we cannot see those forms if we to go there. You have to have special equipment, just as we have various abilities which are enable us to see the vibratory rates in this planet. So similarly, for example, Indra, when he comes down, he materializes his form here so that we can see it. And then he dematerializes it so that he can interact or act on his planet, you see. So it's a question of materialization and dematerialization. But it's a human form, and it's a technique which they know because of their higher knowledge and higher experience. Does that answer the point, or is there anything further that you wanted to ask on that? Yeah, okay. So therefore, that's one thing. Like Narada Muni, he appears human, and then he disappears. We don't see him, but they can see him on another planet. He can go to any planet and adjust the vibratory rate of his form according to the necessity of the people in that planet. This, of course, is highly advanced knowledge, and which, when used, allows the person to effect that kind of thing. Okay? I had one question, if there's any time. If there's no time, I won't ask it.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. My question is this. Actually, what I'm asking you to do, it's not so much a question, but to elaborate. You mentioned, first of all, I didn't mention, a very nice class. I enjoyed every bit of it. So many nice points.
Thank you very much.
Nice insights, a nice ideas that are in our scriptures, which were all related. I like the way you related them. But getting back to my asking for a question, you had made the statement that Krishna says that those devotees who worship my devotees are my devotees. And those who try to worship me directly are not my devotees. We have to understand that, because if you go deeper, they are also devotees, but Krishna is saying I'm giving more emphasis or more importance or more affection to those devotees who worship or serve my devotees. Could you like to elaborate on that? He favors those devotees who...
Krishna's devotees are very, very dear to him. So it's like if you... the presidents of the United States, if you give the child something, he has a child, and you give something to the child of the president's going to be very, very pleased. So Krishna is very, very pleased when he sees that his devotees are serving his devotees. What else can I say? you know, we cannot approach Krishna directly. We have to go to Krishna in the parampara. This is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, that we have to approach a spiritual master. And so by serving the parampara, by serving the devotees, the Vaishnavas, then, you know, Krishna is very pleased with that. You want to add something to that?
You want me to?
Of course.
Thanks. That's fine. And your analogy is perfect. I would just add to that. There's another one little factor there. And that's to serve a devotee or to worship a devotee or to glorify a devotee is much more difficult than doing that to the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, we can always say, oh, Lord, I glorify, I love you, you're great, you're wonderful, and so forth. Because we don't yet have that deep relationship with God yet. I'm talking about us, at least on myself. And therefore, it's very easy to say these words. But for example, let us say I have a pet peeve with you, or something bothers me about you. Maybe the way you speak about Krishna, or maybe the way you dress. But I have certain pet peeves. Now, to serve you is much more difficult because of the fact that I dislike certain things of you. But if I can transcend that, if I can overcome that, as a love offering to Krishna, he's very pleased over the fact that I'm doing something which normally I don't like, but I'm doing it as a pleasure to Krishna because he likes us to serve the devotees. And as a result of serving someone perhaps whom I don't like so much, I will gradually like him by gaining the blessings and grace of Krishna for that loving service. That's all.
Jai. Savas Prabhu? Can someone bring Savas Prabhu the microphone?
A very simple answer to that also is that because that's what Krishna wants. God wants it that way. In other words, we can think of so many reasons, but Krishna says, that's the way you can approach me. That's it. That's the law. If we want to surrender to Krishna and know Krishna, we have to go through his devotee. Tadviri paripatena, pariparsena sevaya. This is what God says. And we have to listen to God's instructions.
Right.
And if we follow that, then we'll understand Krishna. If we don't, if we decide, well, I'm not going to take a bona fide spiritual master, you won't really understand Krishna. Not in devotion, not in love of God. You'll not achieve any of those levels. It'll be speculation. So basically, we can just say, God wants it that way.
Great answer. Thank you very much. So we still have a couple of more minutes. Sachin Anoy Prabhu.
I just remind a verse from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Krishna himself says that in appreciation of his dear devotees, he said, Aham bhakta paradino hyaswa tantra ivaduja sadubir grasta hridayo bhaktar bhaktar jana prija. That he says, I'm not at all independent. I am conquered by the love of my devotees. What to speak of that? Even the servants of my devotees are very dear to me. You almost like saying more dear than that. So I just thought I'd just add that part.
And then this will be the final point or question, please.
Thank you very much for your lecture. I appreciate it so much. I have a very interesting question. We say that we're devotees of Krishna if we're devotees of his devotees. And Maharaj very gracefully said that sometimes it's hard to serve the devotees because we have those little things. Problems, pet peeves. How about all the people in the world that aren't devotees, and we want to serve them because we see, you know, at least in myself, I'm new. I've only been in Krishna consciousness for about 4 years, but I've seen, you know, how it's changed my life so much, and it would be nice to be able to serve anyone and be able to have that knowledge in my heart that Krishna sees, okay, he's my devotee, he's trying to help the beggar on the street or the person that wants to hurt themselves maybe because they're suffering in this world or who knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So then what would be your question?
My question would be, are we looked at as devotees if we serve others as well?
Well, that's what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
And we're serving others by giving them Krishna consciousness. Right. By serving Krishna, you're serving everyone else. So by giving people Krishna consciousness and helping them with that, we're serving them. But we're also serving Srila Prabhupada. Because this is his instruction. This is why Srila Prabhupada wrote these books. Just like when Srila Prabhupada came to the United States to spread Krishna consciousness, he came here. He was serving, he was acting on the instruction of his spiritual master. All right, I think we're... Is that okay? We can always speak more about that later if you'd like.
No, that was perfect. Thank you.
All right, Chai. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for coming to Bhagavatam class and staying. Thank you, everyone on the internet, for watching the class today, listening to the class. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.